job may be busy, K-40IQ. I don't think anybody's getting what I'm saying. I had no negativity towards a background check, initially and otherwise. If there's no changes, there shouldn't be any checks or balances. Your doctor doesn't charge you if you don't have to go to him. So if you don't have to go to him, you shouldn't be charged, unless you're paying for your health insurance yourself, rather than being under your Medicare or whatever, which we already paid into, by the way. But nobody's getting what I'm saying, that once you've been cleared, once you're on the books, once you're on the file, once you're in the computers, unless you change addresses or something happens to you mentally or otherwise, there should be no extra charge, extra trouble, extra fee. Our rights, you don't understand, I'd run for president if I could do it. Our rights should not be something we have to pay over and over again for. Our liberties are not something we have to prove every day of the year. That's where the founding fathers and people who set all this all up for us understood that, you know, they carried guns all the time back then, and there were killings, there were robberies, there were certain things, but they took care of those people. They actually stopped the criminals and said, you know what, if we got to hang you, we'll hang you, if they did things the right way. And that's where we're wrong. We're coddling the criminals, and we're taxing the honest people out the kazoo. People like me out of retirement, Social Security, whatever, I got to pay certain fees, this, that, and other thing over and over again of something I've already done and proved in my innocence. The old innocence till proven guilty. But anyhow, I'll leave it at that. KE4ZYQ.
Well, you guys have been not passing it back to me, so I'm just going to take it. KEWOJ. Joe, you're also not getting what they're saying, like Sean is saying. Unless there's no changes, it shouldn't, you know, be involved. But how would anybody know there's no changes? Should somebody be assigned the job of daily going through the records and finding out if anybody moved or any new arrests or whatever? I don't really think that's possible. That's the point they're making, that you don't appear to be getting. And I also want to say that I appreciate this conversation, and I appreciate FBI letting us talk like this on the radio. You don't hear that anywhere except at gun ranges, which everybody's pro-A and everybody, yeah, gung-ho, you know what I mean, over the edge. So I appreciate you guys letting us talk like this. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd love to see a weekly net on firearms talk, you know what I mean, kind of thing. It seems like it's a topic now that's taboo, like politics and religion. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about this stuff, you know, kind of thing. But anyway, I just appreciate it. PAWOJ.
All right, Rick. Sorry, I didn't realize you were still out there. I'd have thrown it over to you. And yeah, I think you were picking up what I was trying to explain. But yeah, just a friendly conversation. Glad we could have it. And I will just listen out. Everybody have a great day. And I will catch up with you guys this afternoon or tomorrow morning. KE8RUH.